Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu Rob.
Hi, my name is Gita Sidhu Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have been thinking so much about the fact that it's really difficult today. You know, it's really difficult. It's difficult with the clients that I coach to run a business and to do the things that we need to do and to find a pathway forward. Because when the world, what is that saying that make a plan and God laughs, or there's something very similar to that? And I completely agree, because I don't actually think about the plan now. I tend to always think what I'd like to achieve at the end of the thing and let the plan kind of unfold as it unfolds. But when you're running a company and you're responsible for so many people and you're responsible for their lives, their livelihoods, shareholders, investors, you can't quite wing it like that. I've been wondering how I could bring that kind of information and who I could speak to. And then slap bang, as the universe does, I ran into the amazing Friska Rurian. Not only is she amazing, she's cute as fuck, as you're So we're going to talk today. Friska, thank you so much, first of all, for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It is so late for you because you're at the other end of the world. So I kind of appreciate the fact that you're on and you've had the most interesting internet battles, and we've overcome all of those things because we're meant to have this conversation. When I met you, the thing I found really interesting about you is that you have this absolutely calm confidence about transformation and about movement. And in fact, you have so much of it that I have one of my clients that I was just like, I sent her your details and I'm like, follow Friska. Do what Friska did and just copy. Because I love that place that people that are very, very, very quietly, very, very, very good at what they do end up with that confidence. And to me, you've always struck that. Let's just start here. How would you describe what you did?
So I help leaders of global organizations make big changes to how their company operates. Those changes could be organizational culture. It could be implementing an AI program. It could be restructuring. It could be a new operating model. Whatever it is, I get them ready to start thinking differently and, most importantly, doing things differently and being differently, because the thinking of yesteryear is not going to help you win the battle of today or tomorrow. So you can't rely on those old tools. Yeah.
And so what is it that you think, because we'll get to how you got here, but what is it that you think people need to think differently of today and why?
I think the biggest thing that strikes me is, no matter what your degree is, where you were born, what sort of industry you're in, more and more, we need a different type of intelligence. It's no longer about the IQ or the EQ for that matter. Both are important, but it's about the RQ. It's about the relational intelligence. So how you relate to your team members, to your peers, to your colleagues, because, you know, now more than ever, our attention spans are dwindling, our budgets are shrinking, but yet our target's getting bigger, bigger and bigger. So we need more and more. It's about influence. It's about connection. It's about communication. It's about, you know, really getting people on the road together, because you don't have the big cushy bonuses to encourage the behavior change that you want anymore. There's less loyalty. So it's all about relationships, how you build them, how you strengthen them with people from all different walks of life.
So when you're in a corporate setting, are you saying it's about the vertical relationships, or are you saying it's kind of cross-sector, cross whatever?
Cross-sector, it's matrix, it's interconnected. It's no longer about the pecking order from the shop floor to the GM to the supervisor to the CEO. It doesn't work like that anymore. It's about the relationship that you're able to cultivate across the business to help you achieve the outcomes that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and for me, I think that's right, because the access to information is so widespread and so it's just so available to everyone. Like I always remember we came through this highly Asian, huh? We came through this highly curated, highly pushy, highly hothouse education process. And I always remember meeting, we'd gone to stay with some family and kind of looking at members of the, and we're very obviously into education, look at people in the family that kind of we had met who hadn't been pushed in the same hothouse we were in. And I remember not understanding what they couldn't get. And it was the first time, I must have been about 12 or 13. It was the first time I understood that what I hated about how we were pushed led to a way of thinking and analytical skills and enforced that in a way that the lack of education didn't. But now where we are is before education was such a delineator, right? You're educated, you're not. You can get this job, you can't. But now it's about it's that's not a prevalent because you can educate yourself on the internet, right? There is this huge amount of information available. So it has to be a different approach to how you are, you know, dealing with that information and what you're planning to do with it, right?
Education is a tool that has been democratized. It's in the hands of more and more people. But how to use that tool, right? Like, for example, Excel. I'm a complete amateur. Excel to me is a glorified calculator. But there are Excel whizzes that can make projections for billion-dollar companies. They can do this, they can do that. It's the same with education. It's now a tool that's in the hands of more people.
Yeah, and I'm always surprised. I was on a panel a couple of weeks ago in Lisbon where they were talking about, oh, you know, there's a big difference in AI and what's going to happen. And it's creating a huge difference with, like, look at Africa. And I'm someone who grew up in sub-Saharan Africa. I was like, babe, you don't understand. Those people have got this stuff now. You just don't understand how they got it. So you don't understand that they have it, right? I like that word democratization because it means that you kind of have it entirely across the place. Now, let's understand relations because when you're talking about these relationships that you think people should make, isn't that the exact opposite of how we were trained to think? We weren't trained to look across sectors and say, like, I'm the CEO of a technology business or I don't know, construction business, right? No one has ever said to me, go and talk to the CEO of a thermonuclear business to have a better understanding. They've never said that. But that's what men's clubs were for. That's where you kind of met other people at the same standard.
Agree.
So you had access to that network, and that's what's playing into being a privilege now. Right? So how are we meant to do that? Because we as women don't have those infrastructures set up.
There's nothing stopping you reach out to someone that you admire online or whatnot. Like some of my closest friends are people that I've met from social media, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Instagram. And, if you want the right answers, then you as an individual need to take ownership and ask the right questions. If you meet someone that, like what you said, is a perfect example. You met me and you're like, oh, you know what? So and so would benefit from meeting you. So if people aren't willingly making those connections for you, then it's up to you to ask. It's like, now that you know me, can you suggest other people in your network that would benefit from what I have to offer or whatnot? Yes, we are at a disadvantage, but all the tools are at our disposal as at our disposal now.
And it's how we use them as well, right? So what, like, so for example, give me an example of a client that you've worked with, because I'm thinking of one specific client I have at the moment who runs a large B2B PR company. And she, one of her clients actually canceled their contract this morning, a big client, you know, and she's completely panicking. What would you suggest that she does?
I would suggest instead of pointing fingers, getting the brain's trust together. So whoever, a cross-section of people that would in together form a well-rounded view and identify why it happened. Because, learning is very important. Unlearning is even more important. Right, so we have to unlearn what got you that problem in the first place to make sure it doesn't happen again with the second biggest client and the third biggest client. Because if you don't make the time to reflect and assess and course correct, the symptoms are just going to keep presenting itself over and over again.
But what do you do with the climate today where people are like, look, we're cutting budgets, right? And we're cutting, what is it? Microsoft has got thousands of people that they're firing at the moment, you know, and AI has brought a huge fear in with that. What do you say to people there?
Well, what are the skills that people are looking for, that are hiring for? So it's a matter of, I think, retraining. And whatever those skills are you going to build those skills yourself, or are you going to buy those skills? So I see this a lot, especially in the creative industry. I was just having lunch with a friend of mine, and he used to just build websites and apps. But because there's a lot of consolidation happening in the world right now, he's actually grown. He's bought an e-commerce platform. He's bought a Instagram growth agency, and he's bought another tech player. So I think, yes, there's blood in the water, but where there's blood, there's also opportunity. So it's all a matter of how you approach it.
No, I get that completely. I always think that when things are going badly and constricting, it's really time to look adjacent to
Go the
what
opposite.
I'm doing. Yeah, completely.
Run towards the fire.
Exactly, because right next to it is something that is completely blowing up that no one's ever thought of. Okay, we're going to go for a quick break. And then when we come back, I'd love to hear. We've got to talk about AI. I mean, we do. We'll be back in a minute.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back. AI, that's the common fear I always hear, but somehow I never fear that. I don't look at what I'm doing and think AI is going to take over my job. I'm not replaceable in that way. How do we help people to feel and understand the comfort from this?
It's exactly what you just said, that key word, feel, right? People buy that feeling, that the whole experience of you. I mean, me, transformation consultant, I have a lot of competitors. All the big four have transformation and change management consulting departments, right? McKinsey, Bain, Deloitte, et cetera. There's a lot of independents as well. But why do people come to me? It's because I know what makes me unique. And so if you don't know what makes you unique and the kind of feeling you evoke in your clients, then for goodness sake, ask them, right? When I first started my business, I was a little bit unsure as well. And being OCD, I actually sent a survey out to 100 people in my network. And I think it was just three questions. It was, describe me in one sentence. What do I do head and shoulders above better than anyone you've ever met? And what makes me unique? And from that, I crafted my unique value proposition. So you can do that for yourself as an individual. You can do that for your product. You can do that for your company. So I'm not worried about AI as well. It's a great tool for me. I used to hire, analysts to help me do the grunt work. So AI has gotten rid of all of that. It's gotten rid of an extra layer. So yeah, I think, yes, there is a lot of fear about AI, but it was like when the calculator first came into play. People thought accountants were going to be replaced. It's not. It's just yet another tool for them to do their job even more effectively, for them to give us an extra layer of customer service. It's the same way I approach my business.
I love that you sent that survey out. I don't know that I would. That just makes me feel like it would take me courage to send out that survey. what brings me head and shoulders above everyone else? That's a really interesting approach.
And some of the things that came out was, I mean, I never thought about it that way. Yeah, the common theme was you get shit done.
Love that.
You get shit done in a fun way. Like, it's not painful working with you. And my clients have said the same, when I run, 5-day training. 5-day training is really bloody tiring. And at the end of it, like, they're just information overload, but they enjoy it because it's fun, it's interactive, and I do it in a way that's, really respectful and inclusive of many different cultures. It's just, where I came from.
Yeah, no, exactly. How would you describe in today's day and age, what would you describe transformation as?
I would describe, well, real, most of the companies claiming to do transformation, they're not really transforming. Like,
No.
automating a process is not transformation. It's an incremental improvement. So for me, there are kind of three key pillars, I would say, to true transformation. The first is you've actually got leaders that are active change agents. That means they walk the talk, they live and breathe it, they encourage innovation, they reward failure, right? Not just, they reward things not just when it works, because innovation has a very high degree risk of failure. But that's the whole point. You don't get these breakthrough products and services without taking a few tumbles along the way. But the entire executive, no matter which country you're in, I would say the remuneration is backwards. It only rewards the wins. So that's the
Yeah.
first, change leadership. Number two, transformation needs a structured change management approach. You don't just put the words up on posters and make a big song and dance at a town hall. So there has to be a
But
rigorous
that's
process.
so much fun. It makes it look
And
like something's happening.
then the third one is that no matter what industry, transformation has a degree of digital adoption and digital proficiency. So it's not just enough for you to just use digital tools. You actually have to be good at it. You actually have to achieve certain outcomes. So it's not a tick the box exercise. And when you've got those three pillars in place, you completely reimagine how you work and how your company creates value.
Okay, so the three pillars are AI, digital transformation, digital uptake more.
So the three pillars are change leadership, right? Quality change leadership that advocate and role model a new way of working. Number two is that structured change approach to support
Then
your
embedding
transformation,
it through the
embedding
company.
it, correct,
So
through
you're
the
saying
different
it's the
leaders.
leadership that takes the, that's what was sticking in my mind a bit. Okay, so you're saying the leadership needs to take into account that you need a different approach. Then when
Correct.
you decided it, you've said, okay, here's how to embed that approach across the
Yep.
business. And then
Yep.
thirdly, here's how to have the digital approach to the confirmation of that embedding.
Correct. Yep. And most organizations only have one of those three things, and they claim they're doing a transformation. So that's what sets a true transformation apart from a glacial evolution. When you have those three things, the change is going to stick. Like when me, the change consultant, walks away a year later, that's still going to be there, but you need those elements in place.
Yeah, and I've noticed that with the coaching that I'm doing, for example, with CEOs, there's coaching that you can do that says, let's look at your productivity. And I'm like, why are we looking at the product? Those things, which are so annoying and they're noise making, as opposed to changing the mindset of the CEO. Because when you change the mindset of the CEO, they can never look at their business in the same way again. They have to look at it completely separately. Okay, so that is a corporate transformation. What is the personal transformation? I know you said it's relational, but what's the personal transformation leaders need to make?
What you just said first starts with here.
Yeah.
Starts with here. And then the second, it's in here when you know the current way that you're doing things is not gonna fly in the future. It's not gonna get you to where you wanna be. And you are ready to make that change, right? Change is an emotional process. Like if people watching this are familiar with the Kubler-Ross stages of grief,
Yeah.
change follows a very similar process. It's not linear, it's not A, B, C, D. Sometimes you go back and forth a few bits. Sometimes you have many what the fuck moments. Sometimes you're like, yay, I can do this. But that's just the process. And each person goes through that process at different times, depending on what they're going through. So I would say it's definitely first and foremost a mindset shift. Then it's a heart shift. And once your head and your heart are aligned, the actions automatically follow. That means you are ready to act, to do whatever it takes to make the change happen. But yeah, it starts in the head.
Yeah, it's very true. I always look at this and I think that trying to create, it's not so much almost trying to set the goals. It's like trying to remove the emotional dregs that are holding you where you are now, that you
Yeah,
just want to
100%.
clear, because the clearing of that enables you to kind of move forward. Whereas I see again and again and again business coaches saying, we're just going to set goals and work out how you're going to achieve them. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't know how that.
Yeah, that may last a quarter, but yeah, those wins are going to be very short-lived.
No, I think it's really, yeah. And I don't know what we would call it, but I know that, and I think this is about the work that you do, that when I'm coaching somebody, I never have to worry about going back and seeing they've gone back. Because once you see something so clearly, you can't not see it. You can't unsee it. It kind of is what it is, right? That's kind of what we're talking about. Okay, great. So I want to talk about, you did a TED talk. That was how you started on this, right? Journey, because you did this, you were already working, then you did this amazing TED talk. So I want to go on a quick break and come back and talk about that kind of and how that transformed your life. So we'll be back in a sec.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. Talk to me about the whole process with the TED Talk, because it was really transformational for you.
It was. Look, I'd climbed the career ladder, was the head of change for a big mining company. Then I started my own thing, landed my first client very quickly, consulting to the University of Melbourne, which is Australia's version of Harvard. And then I was like, in 1 week, for some reason, three different people who I just met all said the same thing. Geez, you should do a TED Talk. You'd be really good at that. And I'm like, yeah, I should do a TED Talk. I would be really good
Duh.
at that. And at the time, I was living in Sydney, so I Googled TED Talks around. Unfortunately, they'd already closed all their speaker applications. Melbourne was still open, so I applied for Melbourne. So I applied to speak about something that was close to my heart, and it was nothing what I ended up speaking about. I want to talk about third culture kids, what it's like, sounding like this, but looking like this, growing up in another country. So I got a long email response very quickly after I submitted my application. And because it was long, I automatically thought it was a rejection. I was like, damn. But then I read it and it wasn't a rejection. So it said something along the lines of, thank you for applying. We can tell you're really passionate about this topic. However, we've already accepted two other speakers that are talking about this. We LinkedIn stalked you. And you have such an impressive background in change, in making big
Love it.
changes happen in really conservative male-dominated organizations. Would you mind talking, creating a whole new talk on this? So of course I said yes.
Duh.
Said yes. I mean, what a great business card, what a great opportunity. And so yeah, talk went live, went viral, got in the top 1% of technology talks on TED.com. And then people kept on asking me about it, like, what did you mean by this? What did you mean by that? And so the year after, I thought, wow, if there's that much interest in this 15 minutes, I'll turn it into a book. So I turned my 15-minute TED talk into a 15-chapter book.
Which
And
is
then,
so good, which you gave me to read. So thank you.
yes, Thank you. And then, yeah, that book went to number one in 36 hours and it got three other best-selling categories in 3 days. And off the back of that, the second book came along. So the second book was picked up by the world's largest publisher, Penguin Random House. So, I mean, this is how change happens, whether it's in your personal life or it's in your business. You just have to keep the faith and putting one foot in front of the other and listening to the signals. What is the universe trying to tell you? What is the market trying to tell you? And that's when you can kind of understand, you can meet them where they are.
I find it really interesting that outside events can come and totally transform the journeys that you're on when you kind of hit a vein that has a deep availability of what to do. And that's really true. I really like that. And I love listening to that because people don't take risks because they're afraid that it won't work. And
100%.
I'm always saying, be afraid. And take the risk anyway, right? Because that's got to be how you approach. It's not like I'm not afraid anymore. I'm sure you're still afraid, but you just kind of think, oh, I'm afraid. Oh, well. And then you carry on because experience has shown you that fear should not stop you from doing something.
Yeah. Not just that, it's okay to be afraid, but make a plan to address that fear of yours. Like I was worried my book would flop. So what did I do? I was building my community. I was priming my community. And because I've been quite active on LinkedIn, especially sharing my knowledge, they're invested in my journey. And when it went live, I got messages from literally all around the world with screenshots saying, I bought your book, love it, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so if you're scared of doing something and the fear is whatever, name that fear, make a plan to minimize it. Make a plan to minimize the likelihood that it'll happen.
Yeah, understand what it is that you're worried about and fix that particular thing, right? Yeah, so I like what I like about listening to you is that these huge life events for you are just systematic steps. And there's a certain comfort in that. There's a comfort in like, well, this is what's going to happen. And then you do the next thing. And then this is what's going to happen. And then you do the next thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I already have that. So what's next for you?
Good question. So I launched my leadership card game this year. It's called Future Talk because people kept on wanting to engage me as a consultant or as a workshop facilitator, but I can't be everywhere all at once. So I created a tool that's based on over a decade of experience, having these conversations with executives, with people from all different professions. So I've just launched that baby this year.
What
And
is
for the
it
rest,
called?
Future Talk.
And what does it do?
So it's like a D&M conversation in a box. So a lot of organizations, a lot of leaders just simply don't know what they should be asking their teams or asking other, their leadership teams in their organization, is this change going to flop or not? So it's really a way of making change happen, making mindset change and heart-based change happen within your teams. So it's based on six categories, like capability, culture, self, leadership, etc. There's 86 questions, and so you can use the questions in one-on-ones, in team meetings, or you can do it workshop style. So again, these are guardrails for you. Like I don't want them to be handcuffs. So a lot of people have shared with me the different ways they're using it. So some of them use them in interviews actually to decide whether they want to hire someone or not to see how they think on the spot. People have used them in, long 3, 4 hour workshops. Some people just have them in smaller groups. So yeah, it's a tool to make sure that you're having not just any old conversations, but the right conversations.
So, is your future self then finding productizing yourself in essence?
I have been building my ecosystem. I've got the books, I've got free content, I've got a podcast as well. Because I look at Apple, right? They've got, have you got $150? You can buy a stylus. Have you got $3,000? You can buy kind of an iPad, or you've got $10,000 to spend and you can buy the latest generation Mac. It's the same with me. Yeah. So not everybody, not every business is large enough or has enough resources to engage me in a 5-day workshop. Sometimes they just want access to how I think and they want to try to do it themselves. And that's why I created the card game.
I love that. What do you see coming for corporates then for this year?
A lot of the corporates that I'm speaking to are bombarded with the number of changes that are happening and they can't focus. So I was asked this question on a panel the other day. I spoke at Bali Tech Summit, and one of the questions was, Friska, how do business leaders keep up to date with the changes that AI is bringing, or the new tools and the products? And I said, look, don't go off chasing after the shiny new thing. Like, don't get shiny ball syndrome. Like, who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, if you spent half that energy making the most of what you've already got now, you'd be so far ahead of the game, so far ahead of your competitors. New isn't always better. Sometimes it's, increasing the productivity using the tools that you've already have.
Yeah, so it's taking stock of where you are and working out how to actually magnify and modify that so that it's more streamlined, right?
100%.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because there's they
Yeah.
used to always, I ran a product, fresh product-based business, which I'm never going to do again as long as I live, just putting it out there. And it was always they we tried really hard to do this concept where every 6 months you go in and you pull out the lowest selling products. And and magnify the highest selling. But oh my
Yeah.
God, Friska, letting go of the lowest selling products when you need the cash as well is
Yeah.
like you're like that thing brings in 100 grand. I know nobody cares that it's 100 grand, but it's 100 grand. What do you mean? And you're just like, yeah, but it costs you 100 grand to make the 100 grand. You've got to let it go. Really difficult to do, right?
Sounds like it. Yeah.
It
It's
was.
like getting rid of one of your children, right?
A little bit. I still have the kids, so that's great. But yeah, but it wasn't fun. So thank you so much, Friska, for joining us. What is the name of your latest book? That's it's has it just it's come out, right?
Yeah, so my second book is The Future Fit Asian Organization.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a guidebook for leaders in Asia, to how do you work with those cultural tendencies to err on collectivism, conservatism, people don't speak their minds freely. Yes doesn't mean yes. So how do you
Yeah.
navigate that while driving innovation, while driving growth, while driving transformation, because your playbook that you use in the US or the UK or Australia is not going to work here. So, how can you do things differently as a leader?
And also just the Asian mindset is so completely different that you do need to pay attention.
100%.
And in
Yeah.
globalization, we want to appreciate that that difference exists, right?
Yeah.
Amazing,
Yeah.
Chris. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a joy to have you on as a guest.
You're welcome. Maybe I'll see you in Bali next time.
Yeah, when I heard that Friska was in Bali, it took me about 20 minutes to recover enough to have a conversation instead of myself
Yeah,
being flooded with waves of jealousy instead. I was like, what do you mean? But because I've never been, right? I have never, and everybody I know has been except me. But then there was that thing where everybody I knew had been on a re yoga retreat and I hadn't. And I was like, okay, then we'll just get there later when we're meant to. Thank you very much. This was the amazing Friska Wirja. And have a look at her stuff. Friska's stuff is very, very common sense. I really enjoy it because it's delivered comfortably, it's very clear, very concise, and there isn't any kind of need to understand. It's just simple. And I think honestly, Friska, going into the future, you're one of the people that people should be listening to because there's a lot of what you say that is just such basic common sense. We need to actually listen to it. I'm a big fan of basic common sense. So, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. My name's Gita Sidhu Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. And I will be with you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.